Okay, so I thought we'd just spend a few minutes recapping the shiur from the other day, maybe clarifying some of the issues that were left open. Again, we were looking at the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Tes and Beis, where the Mishnah tells us that Samach L'Mincha, Lo Yochol L'mat Shetechshach, that is, that on Erev Pesach, from the time that's considered Samach L'Mincha, up until Tzeis, up until the time it gets dark, meaning until a person starts to say there, he should or she should not eat. As to what this person should not eat, we saw a number of different opinions. First, Tosfos on the Daf, Di Ramaskal Lo Yochol Adam, came along and said that, first of all, we're not talking about the Isser of being Koveya Suda prior to Tfilah, because that's an everyday halacha, nothing unique to Pesach. And this would apply even if a person had prayed mincha already. Elamai, what are we talking about? We're talking about something that's unique to Erev Pesach and motivated by matzah. Could very well be that when he says it's motivated by matzah, mishum matzah, it's like the other Rishonim here on the Daf point out that you should eat matzah tayavon, as Rashi writes, kedesh yocha matzah shel mitzvah tayavon. Now, admittedly, Rashi's lashon of hidur mitzvah is something which deserves further attention, but is beyond the purview of this particular shiur. So Tosfos continues and he says, well, it can't be chametz because chametz is us already. It can't be matzah. As we know, there's an issur based on Yerushalmi of kol ha'ochel matzah Pesach, kilu bo'al ha'risoso v'beis chamav. And so we're left wondering, what exactly is it? Is it mini tagima? Tosfos says, no, it can't be mini tagima because we know, based on the Gemara regarding Korban Pesach and Kavzayim and Beis, that mini tagima are also permissible after this time. So what then is it that's mutter up till now and becomes forbidden after Samach L'Mincha? Ultimately, Tosfos says we're talking here about Matzah Ashira, because the only thing that the Talmud Yerushalmi asserted was those types of matzos that a person could use for the Seder, could be used for Yotzei the Mitzvah. That's the matzah with which he has this status that's similar to Erisin, meaning it's designated now for use later. And therefore, anything that would not fall into that category, meaning matzah ashira, which is not a matzah that you could perform the mitzvah with, according to the Baalei Tosfos, and that matzah would be permissible up until the 10th hour of the day. And he goes on to say, as does the Rosh, by the way, that this was the practice of Rabbeinu Tam, who would in fact eat this type of matzah throughout the day up until the 10th hour. Now, what's interesting is that we would expect, if Tosfos' whole mahalach here is to say that only those matzos which could be used for the mitzvah are prohibited up until the 10th hour, and not other types of matzah, why not mention other types of matzah outside of matzah ashira, for example, matzah mevusheles and the like? So to that end, we've seen the Tosfos Rid, who says that when the matzah ashira becomes usher, it's not just matzah ashira, ela what? He says, v'omer rid the matzah ashira v'kayotze ba shari kodem l'mincha. It's not just that type of matzah, not just matzah ashira, but other types of matzah as well, meaning anything that's kayotze bo. Now, what would it be included in that category? Kayotze bo. So we mentioned already a number of possibilities. Matzah mevusheles, matzah that's not shmura, rikike nazir, the chalos toda, and the like. By the way, all of which are actually expressly mentioned by the Meiri over here on the Gemara. So, to sum up, what we have so far is the Shita of the Baalei Tosfos and perhaps the Rosh, who seem to identify those things that one could use to be Yotzei the Mitzvah as those things which are Aser all day, or at some point on Erev Pesach, but not that which the Mishnah is referring to here, which is permissible up until a later point in time and only forbidden as of then. What would be Aser then? So, that's the matzah shira and the like. Now, when the Meram Chalva approaches this Yerushalmi, his lashon is much different. This is the Meram Chalva and the Gemara Mem Tes Amud Aleph, Umina nami shaminon devchol matzah osur. All matzah is osur on Erev Pesach. V'lav dafka matzah shmura. Not just matzah shmura. Dem isa lecha matzah delomintur. Because if that were the case, a person could eat matzah that's not shmura. So the Ramchalva clearly does not agree with the opinion of the Balyatosis and the Rosh that only matzah that's usable for the mitzvah is what's usher. Now, when one directs his attention to the Rambam, one sees perhaps a similar thing. The Rambam really in two places, both in the Pirush Mishnayos, which we've seen, and in the Yad, seems to give us the indication that his understanding of the prohibition is much different. The Rambam, in fact, writes. The Rambam writes in the Pirush Hamishnayos, "Vizeh sheman mina unhu milechol eino achilas pas, not bread. Sharei eino as pas, not allowed to have bread. Lefisha asar etzlein lechol matzah biyomar bo asar ad sheyochlenu beis hamitzvah. So it's not bread, it's not matzah, because those are also ready." Eleman uhu mila harbos b'sharma achalos. What became usher? Sharma achalos. What do you mean sharma achalos? What about matzah shira? What about all the other types of matzah? The Rambam doesn't mention those things. He just says that which was mutter before and now became usher is sharma achalos. Not supposed to eat those types of foods in excess now, because we want to make sure that a person could come to the seder with a full appetite. When one looks at the Rambam in the Yad, one certainly gets the same impression. Asru chachamim le'achol matzah be'erev Pesach, kidei she'yeh heker le'achilasa be'erev. Chazal forbade the eating of matzah on erev Pesach, so that a person will have a heker. There'll be a recognition that there's a difference between matzah that's eaten on the night of the Seder and matzah that could be eaten before le'achilasa be'erev. The Rambam goes further. Misha'achol matzah be'erev ha'Pesach, makin osa makas mardus, achetetei nafsho. Pretty stringent prohibition in the eyes of the Rambam. V'chein asa lechol erev Pesach mikodem mincha kim'at, kidei she'ikanes la'achilas matzah be'tava. Right, you can't eat in general other things close to mincha because of the fear that a person might enter the seder overly full and not approach the matzah with a taiva. Aval ochel hu me'at peiros ha'yirakos v'lo yimat alay kreiso mehen. So here too, it seems that the Rambam, when construing the Mishnah, understands that the Mishnah is addressing something other than any form of matzah. And when he talks about the prohibition, he talks about the prohibition of lechol matzah, open-ended statement, lechol matzah, when? On Erev Pesach. Meaning, seemingly throughout the day on Erev Pesach. So the Rambam and the Ramchalva, certainly standing on the other side of this equation, separate and apart from the Balyatosos and the Rush. And what we explained was that since the Rambam is approaching this Isser, and perhaps the Ramchalva as well, approaching this Isser from a different vantage point than the strict reading of the Yerushalmi, whereas the Yerushalmi talks about the Isser being based on the Arusa status, meaning the Matzah has been designated, and therefore it's like the Arusa, which will be fully taken into the Rishus of the Baal, like the Nesua, at a later point, after Nesua, or in this case, at the time of the Mitzvah. That's why it becomes Usur, during that period of change, and we pointed to the Rav's idea that the Isser becomes one of lechem, that my lechem becomes defined as matzah now, but I can't have the full enjoyment of the matzah until the mitzvah at the Seder. But be that as it may, since those Rishonim are talking about the Isser based on Bola Risoso, so the Isser should only apply to those types of matzos which could be used for the mitzvah. But if the matzos can't be used for the mitzvah, the fact that they look like matzah, and in some cases it could even taste like matzah, part of the list of the Meiri, the Batseko Shalnachri, and the like, those things look like matzah, taste like matzah, smell like matzah, but they're lacking this ability to be used for the mitzvah, and as a result, because of the Yerushalmi's notion of Bola Risoso Beis Chamav, these matzos would not be included in the prohibition. They could still be eaten up until the 10th hour. But since the Rambam holds that the prohibition is simply based on Hekar, that leaves open the possibility for many more things being included. If we want to deal to just distinguish between matzah of Rishus and matzah of Chova, then anything that smacks of matzah will be included in this, because we want a person to refrain from matzah. And we use the mashal of blowing shofar during Elul. The minhag of blowing shofar during Elul sounds like the shofar, looks like the shofar, but it's just a minhag. Ah, the shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah, that's a blowing of Chiyuv. So we stop blowing on Erev Rosh Hashanah to distinguish between the blowing of Rishus, the minhag, and the blowing of Chova, which looks the same and sounds the same, is very different. It's very different than the tekiyos of the rest of Elul. Unlike those of Elul, which are minhag, this blowing that takes place on Rosh Hashanah is an actual chiyuv and a mitzvah min haTorah. So too over here, seems that's the idea of the Rambam and the Maram Chalva as well. If Kalmanson points to a ritva, one of his shiurim points to a ritva in the Masechta a little bit earlier here on Daf Nun, where the ritva in analyzing the Yerushalmi makes the following statement. Amr bi Yerushalmi kol ha'ochal matzah v'pesach kibol resosu beis chamav v'habol resosu beis chamav loke. Okay, v'ikim yirabonon, there were some of his colleagues, the nokit lo kipshutei b'kule yoma b'chol matzah. They understood this to apply to all matzos and to the whole day. Who is that? That sounds like the Rambam. Because of harit, zal, dehanochon shalom ne'amar el b'matzah re'uya lo tseis ba, shehi harusa. Kihi matzah rishona shestav Yisrael v'chein lo ne'amar el mishas iser ha'chametz. Right, we mentioned that there's a machlokas in the Rishonim as to when the Isser of eating matzah applies. Some say that it applies as of the onset of the 14th of Nisan. Others say that it applies as of daybreak the next morning. And others yet say that it applies at the time that chametz becomes aser, but it's mutter up until then. And the Ritva says that there's a contrast between the two shitas. The shita that says it's aser the whole day, meaning perhaps from daylight, is the same shita, apparently, or at least in some cases, is the same shita that says that it's all matzah. Contrast that with the shita that holds it starts as of the time of the Isser Chametz, which holds that it's only matzos which one can perform the mitzvah with. That makes very good sense. If you tell me it's a function of the mitzvah of matzah, so that then it begins as the time of the designation of matzah. That's when chametz becomes aser. So when chametz becomes aser, your bread now, going forward, is matzah. This is your designated bread. Oh yeah, but it's only bread of mitzvah tonight at the Leil Seder. So you can eat it up until the time that matzah, that chametz becomes aser. But you have to stop then and only re-establish your connection with that matzah at the time of the Nisuin, at the time of the Seder. But the other shita that he refers to seems to be the shita of the Rambam, or at least the shita that's very similar to the Rambam, and that is that it refers to all matzah and all day. That's because it's nothing to do with Belarus also. It only has to do with some other idea which he doesn't identify, but we know it to be the idea of the Hekar that the Rambam points out. So this Ha'orah from Rav Kalmanson from the Ritva is certainly very helpful and fits very nicely with the rest of the Makoros that we've seen. Practically, we know that there's a minhag that many have. The Mishnah Berurah mentioned such a minhag to refrain from eating matzah. Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah mentions that there's a proper custom to be porish from matzah ready from Rosh Chodesh, and some say from Purim. Those are proper minhagim. But as far as the halacha is concerned, the Nikra halacha is that it only applies on Erev Pesach, and that's the way we assume la locha, that starts as of Omana Shachar on the day of Erev Pesach, not the night before, as other Rishonim have said. So yeah, the Beis Yosef brings us down, by the way, in Tafayin Aleph, Dibar Maschel V'chod De'Amrinon, sort of summarize the Shitos that the Rosh and the Ran maintain the Isser of Achilas Matzah on Erev Pesach, starts from the Zman of Isser Chametz, which I believe is also the Shita of the Baal Mor, and the Ran points to that opinion of the Baal Mor. The Ramban, cited by the Ran, and that also appears to the position of the Rambam, that the Isser applies from Omad HaShachar. If I'm not mistaken, there's another Shita yet, which already records the Isser as taking place or as setting in the night before. Offhand at the moment, I don't recall which Shita that was. But suffice to say, that was a Shita in the Rishonim. In any event, this is a little bit of a further clarification of the shiur that we gave the other day, and hopefully this was helpful. Okay, fellas, we'll stop here. Mirat Hashem, we'll continue next time. Shkach.